This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's not just a great day a week before Election Day, because Election Day has been happening all around the country. Millions of votes cast. Now more than 10 million votes already cast. Now they're expecting, who knows how high this goes, but all but four U.S. states allow all voters access to in-person early voting, with an average of 23 days afforded to do so. That, according to a brand new analysis from the National Conference of State Legislatures. This means that most registered voters have at least 2 weeks to vote early if they would like to do so. As a result, at least 9 million Americans had already cast their ballots for the midterm elections by this weekend. That according to Target Smart, a political data analytics company based in Washington, D.C. So far, nearly 2 million more ballots have been cast and submitted than at the same point in the last midterm election, which took place in 2018. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't it feel like more than 4 years ago? In 2018, Donald Trump was president of the United States. He was facing the usual tough midterm election. He lost control, and the Republicans lost control, of the House of Representatives that year. But part of the problem for Republicans was they didn't have this massive turnout that they appear to have now. But who is in that turnout? There's some indications of that, but nobody knows for sure. As of October 25th, 9,056,762 ballots have been turned in. That compared with about 7.7 million ballots in the same time in 2018. It's a 15% increase. This significant uptick follows a September NBC poll which found that voter enthusiasm ahead of the midterms was at an all-time high. 2 months before the 2018 midterms, 58% of respondents expressed high interest in the elections. Now it's 64% have high interest in the elections, heading into the final days for voting. When broken down by party, and this is interesting, Democrats, with 2 weeks left before the election, had outperformed Republicans in early voting with 4.9 million ballots submitted by Democrats and 3.2 million submitted by Republicans. It's a big edge for Democrats. It is crucial to note, however, that a voter's party affiliation does not necessarily indicate who they will be voting for. Okay, the interesting thing about this is that, why would you think Republicans in midterm elections generally are more likely to vote? Republicans are more likely to vote in general. Republicans are more organized when it comes to putting your details of your life together. Republicans all across the country and all over the place are more likely to actually vote than Democrats. So why the Democratic edge in early voting? And it has to be a reflection of one of the worst political miscalculations in all of American history, which was the decision by President Trump to discourage early voting and mail-in ballots. Because what you do, Democrats are not going to pay any attention to you in trying to discourage them from voting. But your own people will and do. And nobody thinks that this is a bad sign for Republicans because the polls are so overwhelmingly Republican right now, and 84%, according to Real Clear Politics, 84% chance, pardon me, it's 538 that does the rating, 84% chance that Republicans are going to take over the House of Representatives. Okay, but all of this voting, the edge is for Democrats. Why would that be? Because, I mean, what is it? Are Republicans afraid that if they wait till the last minute to do their voting and voting actually on election day, that that their vote is more likely to be counted? Is it a distrust of the whole electoral system, of the whole system of early voting or mail-in ballots? When broken down by party, Democrats with 2 weeks before the election, in other words, it's 4.9 billion ballots for Democrats, 3.2 million for Republicans. 2 weeks out from the 2022 midterms, 54% of early votes have been cast by Democrats, 36% have been cast by Republicans. I think if Republicans are serious about wanting to not just win control of the House, but have a shot at winning control of the U.S. Senate, it's important to get out there now and cast your votes. This year in Pennsylvania, 73% of the 500,000 early votes were cast by Democrats, while 23% were cast by Republicans, compared with 68 cast by Democrats and 25% by Republicans in 2020. 2020 was a very good year for Democrats and in Pennsylvania. They actually won the state, but they didn't win the state by that much. So that clearly Republicans made up the advantage back in 2020 and made it a close race. As these early vote totals grow, some data analysts are slicing and dicing the numbers, claiming that the early vote gives predictive insights into November's results, said David Byler, who's a data analyst and columnist for the Washington Post. He wrote that on October 25th. Be skeptical, he said. Election forecasts grounded in the early vote are plagued by problems. They have a poor track record. They lend themselves to conflicting interpretations, and the pandemic's after effects muddy the data. As of October 26, 538 gave Democrats a 54% chance to maintain control of the Senate. And here is at 538, while Republicans have an 82% chance of taking the House. There's also something else going on that's extremely dramatic, and something that we will get to in a moment. But also dramatic is a speech that was written but not delivered by Dan Crenshaw. And Dan Crenshaw is one of my favorite members of the House. He is a conservative Republican from Texas. He is the heroic Navy SEAL with the eye patch. And someone, I think it was somebody on TV, was insulting him as Eye Patch McCain. As if there's some humor in that. But in any event, Dan Crenshaw wrote a speech in memory of the great speech Ronald Reagan delivered, A Time for Choosing. And he has his own argument, which is a time for choosing for Republicans. And I think if Republicans are going to make these upcoming victories, which everybody expects to see, meaningful, The words about a time for choosing for Republicans are very, very important. We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVet Show. 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Words very, very much needed right now. Words written by Dan Crenshaw. I hope that this gets extremely wide exposure. But the congressman from Texas writes, "The choice before Americans next week is simple. Will we sell our votes to politicians promising us prosperity if only we give them more of our money? Will we choose to be free, acknowledging the risks and challenges that inevitably accompany freedom? Or will we choose to be dependent? Will we, as Reagan said, believe in our capacity for self-government or abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them for ourselves? Those were Reagan's words in 1964. He delivered this summary speech, A Time for Choosing, that actually made him president because he was campaigning for Barry Goldwater, who lost a landslide. But people loved Reagan and loved what he said. Dan Crenshaw says we need another Time for Choosing moment, a Time for Choosing speech. And he adds, it is also a time for choosing for conservatives. We have to choose how we will fight for the great vision that Reagan articulated. The right is divided these days, which is odd, considering that by any measure there are fewer ideological and policy differences within the Republican Party than ever. Yet factions persist. The divisions are becoming more severe and more toxic. Some in our movement insist on sorting themselves into labels: populists, nationalists, MAGA, mainstream, but without any real clue as to what ideas separate these groups. These groupings function more like grade school cliques than serious political divisions. They are about style over substance. Boy, is he right about that. These divisions, says Dan Crenshaw, are manufactured by opportunists, mostly online and on television, who can't string a sentence together about serious public policy, but are quick to label anyone and everyone a rhino or establishment sellout. These are the people who say they fight for the conservative movement, but in reality only fight for attention, fundraising dollars, clicks, and views. They know that Americans have been conditioned to be attentive to Kardashian-like drama. And so they serve it up in our political arena. It's unhealthy. And we have to stop rewarding it. It makes us seem bitter, unserious, and deeply unlikable. To beat the increasingly radical left, we have to unite. And we have to fight to win. In politics, you win only when you are persuading those who disagree with you. This is the choice before conservatives. Will we be happy warriors or furious flamethrowers? When we communicate, will we persuade? Or will we serve up a limited menu of red meat? When we succumb to our grievances and bitterness as the left advances, take the bait they've set for us and become the caricatures they want us to be? Will we do the hard work, play the long game, win majorities, and sustain them in order to implement policy? Congressman Crenshaw concludes, I would rather we follow the electoral success of President Reagan, achieved not through grievance, but through inspiration. We may win this one election off the coattails of the other side's seemingly endless incompetence. But we will win the next 10 elections with inspiration, with vision, and with the time-tested principles that Reagan defended so well. Bravo to you, Congressman Crenshaw. Something else that people are angry about right now, and it's Parkland and the jury's decision that the gunman who killed 17 students and teachers shouldn't be executed. And this is why not. This is how it happened. The Florida law, the new current law, requires a unanimous vote in favor of the death penalty after a jury weighs the evidence about aggravating and mitigating factors in the case. If even one juror of 12 dissents, the death penalty is off the table. and then the defendant gets a sentence of life in prison without parole. Now, that hasn't always been the protocol in Florida, a state with 330 inmates on death row right now and a long history of capital punishment. Before 2016, jurors in Florida cases could recommend a death sentence by a simple 7-5 majority of the jury. And judges could override jury sentencing decisions to impose capital punishment, even when jurors thought it was not warranted. Well, would the judge have done that here? I think she would, if she could. And certainly there were members of that jury who agreed with what some of the victims said in their last chance this morning to speak in the courtroom and to address words to the killer of their loved ones. Sounded like this.
I wish nothing for you today. After today, I don't care what happens to you. You'll be sent to jail. You'll begin your punishment. You'll be a number. And for me, you will cease to exist. Nobody's going to remember your name or who you are or what you did, because after tomorrow, nobody cares about you or what is going to happen to you.
I have a great idea for you while you're spending your time in jail. You should write a book on how you and your defense counsel beat the judicial system and got away with murder. I'm too old to see you without your life sentence. But I hope your ever-breathing moment here on earth is miserable, and you repent for your sins, Nicholas, and burn in hell.
When you die, it is my fondest hope that they take you and burn you and take your ashes and throw them in the garbage dump. You know why? Because garbage to garbage.
And harsh, yeah. More from the victims of the Parkland murder, Nicholas Cruz. We will get to that, and also get to what Ron DeSantis said about this verdict. There's a piece in the New York Times which said exactly the same thing that I said on the air when that verdict came down, which is, if this crime doesn't deserve the death penalty, then nothing does. And the entire death penalty has been rendered meaningless. Shows not a respect for life, but disrespect for it. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade just outside of Chicago, Illinois, had his first court appearance since August. The routine hearing is one of many appearances that will take place until the trial and is intended to ensure that evidence is being shared between attorneys and to take care of any issues that may pop up. Cremo pleaded not guilty to the charges and is being held without bail. The Supreme Court justice is ruling in favor of former President Donald Trump.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court of the United States to block a congressional committee from obtaining his tax records from the Treasury Department. Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday put a temporary hold on the handover to thoroughly investigate the legality of obtaining such personal information. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, that New York Times piece that ran over the weekend, it ran on Saturday, which is why we didn't cover it on the air, because they were still waiting for the reaction of some of the loved ones who lost children, grandchildren, and in this unspeakable crime where Nicholas Cruz, teenager, killed 17 people. And the column that was written by Robert Blecker, who's a professor emeritus at New York Law School, that's New York University, and the author of The Death of Punishment, Searching for Justice Among the Worst of the Worst, he wrote a column entitled, If Not the Parkland Shooter, Who Is the Death Penalty For? Which is exactly right. And he writes that a Florida recommendation this month that Nicholas Cruz, who murdered 17 students and teachers in Parkland in 2018, be spared execution produced great anguish and anger in many of the victims' families. Justice was not served today, said the father of Scott Beigel, a teacher who sheltered students until he was fatally shot. What do we have the death penalty for? Demanded the father of a 14-year-old victim, Alyssa Al-Hadif. These families feel certain, and they should, that justice cannot be served if the Parkland killer lives out his natural life in prison. 9 of 12 jurors voted for execution. But Florida, like other states with capital punishment, requires a unanimous jury to impose death. So the official verdict goes down as life without parole, as if the jury collectively decided Mr. Cruz should live. They didn't decide that. And here is more from the reactions this morning in the courtroom. Listen.
You don't know me, but you tried to kill me.
I will have a scar on my arm in the memory of you pointing your gun at me, ingrained in my brain forever. I am disappointed and disgusted with the verdict that was handed to you. You do not deserve the best case scenario, and under any circumstance, the idea that you, a cold-blooded killer, can actually live each day, eat your meals, and put your head down at night seems completely unjust. So my hope for you is that you die sooner rather than later. I have no forgiveness in my heart for you. You are a monster with no remorse, and every breath you take is a breath wasted.
Is this the worst mass shooting to go to trial? Does not deserve the death penalty. What does?
And then a couple of weeks ago, there was a father of one of the Parkland victims. His name is Max Schachter. He gave the final statement before the shooter's official sentencing to life in prison. It sounded like this.
Punishment is something the individual doesn't want. In prison, he gets to receive phone calls. Boxes of fan mail. He gets to fall in love and get married. He gets a tablet to email and text people. He gets to receive visitors. He gets to watch TV, read books, draw, and write about killing again, and even get a college degree. How is that punishment? He has never had anyone punish him before. He received 77 disciplinary referrals just in middle school alone because he was a menace in the classroom and never had any consequences. How is giving him what he wants again punishment? It's not. It's ironic that the anniversary of your mother's death is the same day as my birthday. Today's my birthday. Just know, I want you to know, that every November 1st, I will be celebrating my birthday while you are in prison. And every November 1st, I will be blowing out my birthday candles. And you know what my wish will be? That you suffer a painful, painful, violent death.
Again, are these sentiments heartfelt? They are. Are they generous? By no means. But again, how dare anyone talk about people who've experienced something like this and call for generosity? My hope is that some of the people, some of the victims and the victims' families are comforted by the fact that they have the heartfelt concern and solidarity, at least on this issue of justice for Nicholas Cruz. I think there's no question that the majority of Americans would agree with the idea that there's something wrong when a single juror, and in this case two jurors apparently it was, can prevent him from getting the death penalty, which is so richly deserved. This is what Ron DeSantis said about this matter, his take on this Parkland school shooting a couple of weeks ago. Listen to the governor.
The disappointment from yesterday's verdict in the Parkland school shooting case to deny the imposition of the death penalty for somebody that massacred so many people in cold blood and cut short so many young and vibrant and lives full of potential, it stings. And it stings a lot of people, not only in that community down in Parkland, in Broward County, but really throughout the state, and I think even throughout our country. I know that the prosecutors are pursuing some things with the jury, and I think that they should do that. I think this is something that, did you have jurors that were just never going to do this no matter what? That's not the way this system is supposed to work. What was going on? There may have been something that went on. So I think whatever legal process they have and legal tools they have available, I think they should use it. Because
Because of his strong feelings on this issue. Speaking of strong feelings on this issue, they just completed the election in Israel. They have the exit polls, and there's something of a surprise for people who have been following this, because this is the the fifth election in 4 years. I mean, they just have been unable to agree. But if the exit polls are accurate, it looks like there is a more clear-cut decision being made by the public or the people who voted. What I don't have yet is the actual figures of how many voted, and apparently exit polls have been wrong before, so you watch out in Israel. We will bring you the very latest. I think that there are many people who follow Israeli politics who will be very happy, because it suggests that this will not be a difficult time to assemble a government. They won't have the same kind of difficulty that that they had in Great Britain, where finally they have now Rishi Sunak as the prime minister. They've had three prime ministers in 1 year. They're going to have a new prime minister before the end of this year, but it looks like he will have won a strong enough victory to actually hang around. We will bring you the very latest on that, and there's more about the ongoing fight for control of the U.S. Congress. And why do people care so much more about the economy and inflation than about abortion? We'll get to that and more coming up. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And on the Michael Medved show, they just released exit polls in Jerusalem. And in Tel Aviv and all across the state of Israel. And it's now a big deal. It's an Israeli election again. Actually, this one may hold because it's more decisive. And what's fascinating is that they're very addicted to polls in Israel. And for a small country, they have 20 major polls. And the polls tend to be pretty good. The exit polls are very good. The exit polls show Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister who will be having his third non-consecutive term. If you put it all together, he had served 4 years and then was out of the government. He was finance minister, and then he just served 12 years consecutively. Last year, lost the prime ministership to a combination of Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, who were more centrist Israeli leaders, and Bibi, who is the leader of the right in Israel, unquestionably, and with tremendous enthusiasm, has actually won decisively, it appears. The bloc that he has put together of various parties, including the religious parties. The religious parties had a huge turnout, and they did better than ever before. And Bibi will have 61 or 62 seats. And that's crucial because 61 seats gives you an actual majority. There are 120 seats in the Knesset. And for Yair Lapid and his more moderate coalition, they would have 54 seats that they would control, which would include the Arab party, Ra'am, the Islamist party that is part of their coalition. So this has been a historic interlude with a very different coalition. This would be maybe the most outspoken right-wing government in Israel's history. And with strong public backing behind it, partially because of the economic issues where Bibi, having served as finance minister, was really considered one of the founders of the high-tech revolution that has transformed the Israeli economy. I know that we have family members in Jerusalem who are very big supporters of new Prime Minister-elect Netanyahu. The way it works is it's very much like Great Britain at this point, because his party, the Likud party, will have, without its coalition members, the 31 or to 32 seats, let's see, I'll tell you exactly, Likud party will receive 30 seats, 31 seats according to another channel, and that ahead of the Yesh Atid party, which is the rival party. That means we have a future. Well, they have a future because they won 24 seats, but not enough to beat Netanyahu. So I'm sure that we will be talking about this, and I would imagine that that BB, who is friends with many American politicians, but particularly including Mitt Romney, who he used to work with in the United States, but that he will be getting congratulatory phone calls or communications, I'm sure, from Donald Trump, who was a very big supporter of Netanyahu. What it says in the Jerusalem Post is Benjamin Netanyahu clinches majority to win Israeli elections, exit polls show. The Netanyahu bloc passed the 61-seat threshold with, of those 61 seats, I think 17, the most ever, have gone to the two major religious parties, which don't always go with Likud, but they're going to be going with Likud and with the BB coalition this time. The victory will bring Netanyahu back to power after 1 year break in opposition. I'm sure he enjoyed being a part of the opposition party. By the way, he still has the ongoing trial for corruption that he has to deal with. Yair Lapid failed to reach majority. Former Prime Minister and Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu is set to become Israel's next Prime Minister, according to the exit polls. It is. There was also very big gains for the religious Zionist party, which was led by a very controversial guy named Itamar Ben-Gvir, and co-led by Bezalel Smotrich. Now, these names mean nothing to you, but these are people who were considered on the fringe in Israeli politics. They will now be getting 14 seats, which is a very dramatic rise, maybe 15 seats. And that's the news from the Middle East. News in the United States obviously we are getting ready for a turn in our politics as well, because the idea that the Democrats would actually hold on to control of the House, it becomes less and less plausible. And despite the fact that Joe Biden is trying to sound optimistic, it's kind of tough when he has a little bit more control of what he says than John Fetterman, but it's in the same ballpark. This was Joe Biden describing the campaign trail. This is clip 13.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Okay, now that was a flashback to 2008, where on the campaign trail in Beaverton, Oregon, a then-candidate for President Barack Obama talked about all the states he had been to. Listen.
Just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states, I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit, but my staff would not justify it.
Okay, we don't have 57 states, as the crowd acknowledged, we're laughing at him. But how can, with your former partner, ticket mate, President Biden, being so famous for having talked about visiting 57 states. Now, what are the 54 states that Biden visited? Okay, let's say you count D.C. optimistically as a 51st state. After all, they do have electoral votes. They're part of the Electoral College. But can we play that Biden clip again? Because he's sounding very, very upbeat. But maybe that's because he's looking forward to creating all these new states. Listen, this is clip 13.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do, we went to 54 states.
Is this putting Canada on notice? There are, no one can count 54 states. I'm thinking about how he's going to be misleading young people and about the number of flags. Are we supposed to put new stars in the flag to make it up to 54? And what this shows, I guess, is that with each Democratic administration, you get extra states. Well, except no. Because if we had 57 states for Obama and it's only 54 for Biden, I guess for the next president, whoever that will be, a tremendous sentiment around the country that it should be someone other than Biden or President Trump. Maybe somebody a little bit fresher, though back in Israel it's back to Bibi, back to the basics. John Yu, one of the leading legal scholars in the country, on the oral arguments yesterday, is it true that this is an indication that affirmative action, race-based college admissions are basically through? And should they be through? And how is the left likely to respond? John Yu has written on all of this. He'll be talking to us about it in terms of a crucial decision and faithful historical decision for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.